Matthew is in a Moses basket, so we have the sheets from the Moses basket that he was in, and all that stuff, because the unique thing is there are no memories. So there's no first day at school, there's no birthday celebrations. In shock for probably 2 or 3 days. I was just staying strong, you know, doing the man thing. And I hadn't held Matthew. He was perfectly formed, 38 weeks. An accident in the womb, as it was explained to us. But you're catapulted from that joyous anticipation to the absolute nightmare of depth of despair. I was putting the pram back up in the loft and I thought, what am I doing this for? You know, where's Matthew? Where's my son? And we were fortunate enough to see Matthew again and take some photographs. And I met him essentially for the first and last time. The unique thing about stillbirth is there are no memories, because you never meet that child. We've created memories as we've gone along, but in a split second you've gone from we're going to have a baby to trying to deal with a stillbirth. You're looking for somebody that can empathise about what you're going through, and that's what SANS is about, for people to empathise and to talk openly about what is a nightmare experience. You get involved in the nightmare of registering your baby's birth and death at the same time. We passionately believe that there is a number of babies' deaths out there which could be explained with further research. There's been a cultural change in the last number of years, certainly from when you talk to long ago bereaved, then the, you know, just, oh, it's time to move on, that there's far more support and awareness and discussion.